Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. You can find us on the net. If it doesn't broadcast in your area on satellite or AM or FM broadcast or rebroadcast or low power, and I said, I think a couple weeks ago, we were on shortwave, but we're not. But possibly if anybody's out there and can rebroadcast on shortwave, wouldn't hurt. And I need to draw attention to the fund drive, of course. Go to the website. Trying to raise $100,000. And I'm not sure what the, maybe my producer man would know what the time frame is for the fund. The fund drive is just going to keep going and going and going because we will always need funds. But right now the goal is $100,000. I guess it'll be when we reach that. And the sooner the better. It lays out, I think, on the website what the funds are to be used for upgrades in hardware, software, pay personnel, I guess better offices, bigger offices for expansion. The producer, what's the call sign for the station? That's AM. Yeah, it's KHFX 1140 AM is one of the broadcasts, and they want to try to expand the network and get onto more stations to carry the program and the programming and the network. So anything that you can do to help out, I know times are tough, but they're going to get tougher unless we have networks like this, programs like this, and programs and other programs that are on the network as well. More and more people find the network, are listening in and intrigued by the information. They've never heard anything like it before. I could tell you that even in my own situation, where I, as a graduate of United States Federal Military Service Academy, have been prosecuted as a civilian for the last 8 years by a branch of military that I'm not in, can tell you that even the quote-unquote alternative media is a joke. And I'm talking about Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, and a bunch of ones like that. We'll be back. I'll get into that a little bit more in the program. 800-313-9443.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, some maroon name left out, unidentified, because they left the name out, wrote me an email and took some jabs at me saying, oh, you're dangerous because of your understanding of history. And no wonder they kicked you out of the services. It's crackerjacks like that that, you know, make the I don't know, I just, it's unbelievable with the issues at hand. And you see now what's come out with the NDAA and a lot of the other stuff going on, where I've been trying to point out that the Coast Guard, A, is not supposed to be a branch of military. It's a federal maritime police agency. It came from Treasury Department way back when, even when it was originally created. You know, they like to drag their roots back to the Revenue Cutter Marine. Well, the Coast Guard is not the Revenue Cutter Marine, the Coast Guard today. The Coast Guard was formed in 1915, not in 1791. They might as well trace their roots back to Mother England if they want to keep going that far back, if they really look at what Hamilton tried to do. And I think this was the thing that, just going from when I got the email and what I had mentioned about Hamilton in the Revenue Cutter Marine being broken up, disbanded, as Hamilton tried to institutionalize this at a federal level, and the power was turned back over to the local level, the custom houses that were all locally owned and controlled, not by the federal government. And our founders, or the peers of Hamilton, and a lot of these people, I mean, if you look into the cult of personality and cult of worship that goes into Hamilton, coming out of the Coast Guard and Coast Guard Academy, they have to go visit. We didn't do this at Kings Point, you know, Academy that's set up and run by the Navy under the Merchant Marine Act of the Institute of the Academy back in 1936. And in the lead up into and in the midst of World War II, where the Academy was eventually instituted on the old Chrysler estate back in New York. Chrysler donated the Academy grounds to the federal government for the Academy. And our Academy is under the Department of Transportation, under Maritime Administration, and the Coast Guard is now in Homeland Security. Even if you look at the documents, the paperwork that's going on in my case, let's see if I can actually find it. The council for, I found it here, the Department of Transportation's general counsel is the same general counsel for the Coast Guard. Even though the Coast Guard is not in the Department of Transportation, it's in the Department of Homeland Security. So how screwed up are things where the assistant general counsel for the Coast Guard, that's in Homeland Security, is the same assistant general counsel for the Department of Transportation? And then they've got all these lawyers for all the different departments for United States of America, Thomas Mark Bondi, Esquire, attorney. He's from the Civil Division, Appellate Staff, Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice. Department of Homeland Security, they have Ivan K. Fong, Esquire, attorney. He's the Department of Homeland Security, CORNTC, Government Office of General Counsel. Then they have counsel for the Department of Transportation, Paul Maitland, GEAR, Assistant General Counsel. And he's also the same for the Coast Guard. And then the NTSB has, of course, Gary L. Halbert, the General Counsel for the National Transportation Safety Board. Then the Coast Guard has Paul Maitland, who is also counsel for the Department of Transportation. And then they have Thomas Mark Bondi, who's the on there. He's not the somehow they show he's not the lead counsel. He's under, but he's DOJ. And then for the Department of Defense, Thomas Mark Bondi, who is DOJ, is representing them as, I guess, lead counsel in this, and I'm somehow supposed to represent myself. It's weird how the government has, quote-unquote, lawyered up to where everybody and their mother in government service, at least what I've experienced to a large extent, there's got to be at least a couple hundred lawyers involved in all of this on the other side, representing not just, and you have to understand, too, that I was thinking about this the other day, is the issue of sovereign immunity. This is one issue that they've tried to push in this case. We're not supposed to have any level or type of sovereign immunity, but it's gotten to the point where not only are federal officials immune from prosecution, and this includes judges, and this is where a lot of this started, where, you know, an Article 3 judicial officer is somehow immune if he's doing his job and, you know, somebody's found guilty and when they're not guilty, you know, they can't be held up or brought on charges, you know, for malfeasance or improper jury instructions or anything else. They are more or less, and there are, you know, instances, there was a program of judicial racketeering that was going on between San Diego and Los Angeles, and I got caught up in a bunch of it myself, but it hasn't been cleaned up. But prior to me getting caught up in the same type of program, judicial racketeering, there was a bunch of judges who were investigated and their careers ended for, I don't know if it was pay to play or they were being blackmailed or what the deal was, but it was much bigger than most people understand or what was revealed. But it was a pretty big scandal out here. It was about 10, almost 15 years ago. What I've stepped into is really clear to where, and what I was going to, is not only are they're pushing the issue of sovereign immunity, not just for Article 3 judicial officers, but Article 2 or Article 1 judicial officers, quote unquote, which we're really not supposed to have any. It goes to Reed versus Covert, 1957 Supreme Court. We're not supposed to have competing courts from underneath the different branches of government. It's all supposed to be under the Article 3 judiciary. But they're trying to give sovereign immunity to Article 1 courts, these congressional courts, quote-unquote, which is what the Coast Guard is saying their court is, and the Ninth Circuit is protecting them and not interested in looking into any of this. They've denied me the right to counsel. You can go to the Coast Guard's website, or not the Coast Guard's, but the network's website, republicbroadcasting.org, and go down to the required reading section, the second item in about indefinite detention going on. is a motion for counsel that I had filed, and they have, of course, denied it. Even though I'm supposed to be getting counsel under my shipping articles, now the Coast Guard, and let me finish on that thought, was they're pushing the issue of sovereign immunity not just for Article 1, Article 2, beyond Article 3, but that they're pushing for corporate sovereign immunity to where if it's a federal contractor like KBR, Halliburton in Iraq, you, and this goes to, I think a woman had been raped by some employees of KBR and had gone after him. And there was a bunch of different things that went on under the cover or guise of the Iraq war to where they were covering up things and preventing people from having their day in court and using this, you know, concept of immunity and that the government can't be sued unless it approves it is like, So the First Amendment is pretty much a dead letter. They're really pushing this issue of, and like in my own situation, if they, and they have pushed sovereign immunity in my own, but if they can use a branch of military to step on your civil complaints and use a branch of military to have you declared medically, mentally incompetent as an alleged civilian, how far over the edge has all three branches of our government gone? And when I see, and it goes all the way up to the top, and, you know, out here in the Ninth Circuit, I've been in the Ninth Circuit since 2003, 2004, and thereafter, and now I'm getting back into the Ninth Circuit in 2012, 9 years after or more, after charges were brought against me in March 6, 2003, and the Coast Guard's been after me since 2002, and for what? A branch of military that I'm not in, that isn't supposed to be a branch of military, is a branch of military where no branch of militaries are supposed to exist in Homeland Security. All branches of military are supposed to be in the Department of Defense, is using military personnel that come under military law, Coast Guard, Uniform Code of Military Justice somehow, in Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense, to go after and prosecute who they see and are saying are civilians. So all this talk about martial law, the NDAA and everything else, we're already there, people. And we've been there for quite some time. But it's good to see the resistance in PIPA and SOPA and a lot of the other things that are coming out. I'll be right back right after this break. 800-313-9443. Russ, don't call in.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Technical difficulties going on there. All right, people, we're back. 800-313-9443. And again, I draw your attention to the fund drive. Trying to, you know, if you are an angel and you can come up with $100,000, hey, boom. Cha-ching. The network could really use it, as could all of the programs and hosts. Hopefully they will divert some of that and spend it on developing the programs and the shows and hopefully the website for the hosts a little bit more. That's just my wish list. But I think they have it earmarked for a lot of improvements that are already targeted at not only the offices, but personnel, different offices, picking up more avenues to broadcast and more improvements in hardware and software. Back to the issues, though, I from seeing the number of people and federal personnel, as a graduate of a federal academy myself, Military Service Academy, naval officer, officer in the United States Merchant Marine, working for Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, the Navy, General Electric, you know, on both sides of the fence of federal contracting, as a federal contracting officer, port engineer, also as a engineering officer on board various ships, with the Maritime Administration and other quote-unquote commands, and also as a reserve officer at Pearl Harbor, working on nuke subs, all kinds of other fun stuff. Port engineer at Pearl on DDGs and missile frigates, or missile frigates, I should say. And also on as a lead engineer and field engineer for LHDs and LHAs and a supporting role in DDGs, missile frigates. And as a port engineer at the sub base in San Diego on Oilers for MSC and NFAF as a civil servant, quote unquote, GS-12/13. And one of the things when I was there was trying to get all the engineers moved up to GS-13s and have a audit done, a desk audit of our positions, as most of the other engineers, port engineers for Maritime Administration and others, were all GS-13s. And as I left the command, all the engineers were moved up from GS-12 to GS-13 after I left. But to see the amount of corruption internally within the system, within the Navy, within federal contracting, to where people cannot speak up and or complain without being retaliated against. And, you know, fine, you disagree and you don't want to do anything about it at the command level, especially where the command is involved. You know, I think Military Seal of Command and NFAF, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, which is also tied to Transcom and the Navy and the whole network and web of how all these agencies and departments and even branches of the military and civil service and more are all interconnected, is a quite a spider web. You know, when they're missing $40 to $60 million out of one command or more, which is chump change when you look at, you know, the amount of a, but, you know, a lot of work can get done on ships and more. And it's a lot of money. It's the taxpayers' money. And to not have a valid system of redress internally, you know, the fact that we even have to have a Whistleblower Protection Act is disturbing in and of itself. And there's been enormous attacks over the course of the last 10 years against whistleblowers. Leahy and trying to think of who the other, there was a couple other big proponents. I want to say Moynihan, but I know Leahy was one. They were the ones who authored the Whistleblower Protection Act. But, it's a First Amendment. To say that because you're a federal employee, you don't have a First Amendment and you can't complain or speak up about internal corruption is just astounding. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone. Are you people scared? I am. I could say, I don't know. To just see the your taxpayer dollar, your taxpayer dollars hard at work, the amount of money that's been spent focused on me, where they could, a branch of military that I'm not in can charge me with being depressed, spend military, the, you know, time, personnel, database, flight, travel, per diem, and more, pay, etc. You know, they've probably spent, when you add it all up, I'd say, you know, minimally a million, if not closer to 10 over the course of the last 12 years. It's bankrupted me, you know, time and time again, in defending myself to where a branch of military that I'm not in is trying to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent. And I haven't done anything. And it's supposed to be, especially for a professional license, an engineering license, that they're, you know, carrying on this court under the veil or color of authority of, it's supposed to be for an act of professional incompetence. You opened a valve, and you should have known, you know, the system better, and you carried either on some damage to, you know, the vessel itself or personnel because of your action, and, you know, you obviously don't know what you're doing or don't have the proper skills, but there's no act of, they accused me of, speaking of conspiracy theories, which, you know, I talk about them on the show, quote unquote, not conspiracy theories, but, you know, factual criminal activity, I would call it, going on within, deep within the federal government that I've been exposed to, you know, in my own case, where people like Lieutenant Commander Brzezinski has not only ruled on cases like Rendon versus TSA, go look it up, where not just public servants who work in the TSA can now be fined $700, it's $600 or $700, for cursing in a public facility like an airport. Now you can too. And all of these, you know, little pieces of the puzzle are being put together behind the scenes, waiting and pushing the issues at every level to drive us over the edge into a full-blown fascist military, and not just police state, military police state. But Brzezinski, lieutenant commander, he's the guy who sat on the, who replaced McKenna as the quote-unquote, you know, administrative law judge, quote-unquote, the hearing officer, as they call him. And they've even had, you know, meetings in Congress about this, hearings in Congress about changing the name and even relating to the Coast Guard. And they brought in somebody from the banking industry who knew a little bit about administrative law to basically testify about the issue of changing the name from hearing officer to administrative law judge. So these, but the person sitting on it, lieutenant, he's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. He's obviously conflicted. Don't care. Ninth Circuit doesn't care. Courts don't care. They actually used the Coast Guard and military personnel to file the countercomplaint and pull me out of federal court, First Amendment. You know, the issues not only of sovereign immunity and more. So you've got a full-blown corporate state, Citizens United and more. Citizens United is the capstone, well, or one of the capstones. I think there's a lot more coming, and the people are starting to wise up and wake up. And, you know, with the help of people like Stephen Colbert through comedy and Jon Stewart and others through comedy, trying to get the word out and get people to wake up and understand what's going on and how far over the edge. I saw the show, I think it was Jon Stewart's show, where he brought on Colbert. Yeah, I think it was Stewart's show where he brought on Colbert, and they were conspiring over the phone, talking to their consultant about how they could, you know, fund or use the super PAC and some of the commercials. I don't know if anybody out there has seen the commercial that they did and came up with about, I think it was Romney, about Romney being a serial killer because he believes that corporations are people, and he's killed so many corporations that he's basically a serial killer, which is pretty, you know, tongue-in-cheek funny. And it's a parody on how far over the edge the system has gone to where, and it does go to what these people have been pushing, saying that our system is a capitalist system. It's not, you know, to where he who has the gold makes the rules. He who has the most money makes the rules. It's not how it's supposed to be in our system. It's of, by, and for the people. That was one of the, you know, foundations of our system. You know, we've got the federal judiciary that is so far removed, just like Congress, so far removed, just like even the executive branch, so far removed from the American people, that they don't represent, they don't even know us anymore. They don't even live amongst us anymore. You know, there are a few exceptions. I think Dana Rohrabacher lives here in Huntington Beach, and he's had people go to his home and protest and complain about various things. I don't know if he's moved or done what Senator Feinstein has done and had federal security services carry out a level three review of her home as if it were a federal institution, like a federal building. You know, that's what a level three is, like a federal building with the number of personnel and more that are in it, on her personal home, as if she's that important. And none of these congressmen or senators should be that important. They should be able to be replaced because we've got 330 million people in our country, and you can't tell me that, you know, if things were fair, if things were accessible, that not only would we have people trying to, but on a regular basis, replacing, I think they've had it on a bunch of different programs about the legislation that both Boxer and Feinstein have on behalf of California put into effect and put in place, which is not all that good. We should not have, you know, talk about term limits. People have been bringing this up online, and I would tend to agree with it. everyone in office should be removed, because for the most part, if they're not in there, with a few exceptions, and I don't agree with Ron Paul on everything. I don't agree with him on a lot, actually. There are a lot of things that I do agree with him on, that were, you know, we don't have a War Department, we have a Defense Department. Being under this program of quote unquote national or emergency or national emergency does not serve our protections and our rights very well. Does not serve the economy very well, except for a very select few. The 1% of the 1% that Romney and others would be counted amongst, you know, from Bain Capital and a lot of the other things that Romney is and has been involved in. Oh, and Bain Capital owns a large portion of Clear Channel, which is, you know, Limbaugh and O'Hannity and O'Reilly and or O'Shawn and all the others on Fox News networks. And I guess some people are saying that's one reason why they've gone easy on him. But to even look at the field of candidates in the Republican presidential I want to say the debates, and, you know, watching the debates on TV. But looking at the candidates who are up for becoming the nominee and the people that are competing against, you know, even Romney made a, or not Romney, but Paul made a pretty big gaffe on after World War II, that there was no, a lot of things that were set up for the veterans coming home, millions of them. He kind of ignored and Gingrich corrected him. I hate to see Gingrich correcting him on the GI Bill and more. There was a lot done, and but Paul did have some good points on, you know, we shouldn't set aside any special class because, you know, supposedly a rising tide is supposed to lift all boats. And, you know, if they turn the economy around and do the things that we need to do, building magnetic levitation, state-of-the-art rail systems through the Southern Corridor, Western Corridor, Eastern Corridor, and Northern Corridor here in the United States, we would be far better served to where we could, and we should be, at the cutting edge in the world. You know, what's the, we've got the biggest, baddest military in the world, but our economy and infrastructure is a joke. We're spending more money overseas from the federal government in supposedly, purportedly, building hospitals and schools and other public institutions in Afghanistan and Iraq, and even I think we're doing it now in more countries in the Middle East. They're saying, I don't know if it was Syria, or I doubt it was Turkey. I think it might, to even say it was Syria, is, but I was reading an article the other day about the number of hospitals and schools that are being, well, actually it was hospitals, small hospitals, and people believe that much of this is going on in and as a means to prepare for war with Iran, so that there'll be regional hospitals or more hospitals in the area that we could use since we built them and evacuate our troops to if necessary and when necessary. There's definitely something going on. It has been going on with Iran. You know, we're pumping up the war rhetoric, and then when Iran responds to try to defend itself and say, look, leave us alone, we'll shut down the Strait of Hormuz or whatever if you guys screw with us, then we say, oh, they're threatening war, and oh, that's like a pariah state, and that's a terrorist state, and we need to go to war. We can't allow this. I mean, how ridiculous. You know, people see it, And I bring up the point that even in World War II, supposedly a good war, 70% or more of the people were against entering, and they call those people protectionists like Ron Paul and others, which I, you know, first and foremost, we should be protecting the United States. We should be protecting and defending the American people. When you see things going on, like, I think it was in Pennsylvania, where a police officer, not a police dog, not a drug-sniffing dog, but a police officer was fired because he lost his sense of smell. So think about that. Rather than finding him a desk job, rather than putting him up in canine heaven, and I don't mean, you know, putting him to sleep, I mean, you know, setting up with steaks for life in a nice little hut, like they would do for a drug-sniffing dog, a police dog, they upheld that it was okay to fire this guy for losing his smell. And at some point, that's the, you know, people forget that, but for the grace of God, there go I. And that at some point, if we treat, you know, this is a police officer, first and foremost. It's not just, you know, people who are in public service should be well protected, well provisioned for, but not immune, A, from prosecution, of course, if they do something wrong, and or lawsuits, if they, and even judicial officers, and they should not be appointed for life, and that goes, you know, clearly to the legislature, Congress and the Senate, both state and federal, but to our courts as well. Right now, it's gotten to the point where not only in the executive branch, but also in the judiciary and these ghost courts, Article I courts, which is what the Coast Guard is saying its courts are somehow. A branch of military is carrying on Article I courts, which are like the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board. And the NLRB is acting as if it were a branch of military anyways, and it's not, you know, doing its, it's protecting the employers. And the NLRB and the Coast Guard are both involved in, I guess there's some disputes up in Portland, and they've shut down the port, and there's been a bunch of protests, but there are grain ships going in up into Portland. And somehow, for some reason, the Coast Guard, a police agency that's been turned into a special branch of military under this gulag system, under this military police state, under this, you know, I call them the water Nazis for who and what they are and what they've done. They're, and some of this, you know, it's the grain, I think, is for export. And some people are saying that Obama's doing this to double exports internationally by 2015, supposedly, that he's, you know, basically cracking down on any kind of, you know, union dissent, grievances, complaints. There's some issues there. I guess it was two different unions that were competing for the jobs, and that there was, you know, civil protest. There was, you know, nothing raucous about what went on, but they're going to be carrying in, and, you know, they might as well be gunships. They're bringing in helicopters and Coast Guard escort vessels to escort in this grain ship up in Portland. And I'm surprised that people haven't noticed this more, but you've got a branch of military in the United States escorting commercial ships to their dock. It's like, oh, huh? Wow. Let me go to Vicki Davis in Idaho. Vicki.
Hi, Eric. Every time I hear you talk about this, it's so interesting, but it's really hard to put the pieces together. But
about what
they did to you. I mean, I know there's...
You're still doing it. I'm now before the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit denied me. I had it in a motion. The motion's on RBN website. You can go look at it. Uh-huh. Laying out, it's a branch of military doing this to me, and they would not provide me counsel. They denied it, and my brief is due now in 30-some-odd days or whatever.
Well, you said you were in, like, a labor...
Oh, well, hold on one sec. Yeah, we're coming back... going to commercial break. You hear the music coming up, and I'll go back to you right after.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
I don't want to waste any more time. Let me go to back to Vicky. You were saying.
Yeah, well, I forget what I was saying, but what?
Well, real quick, let me throw in is a branch of military that I'm not in that's saying I'm a civilian is identified. It's just like the video that Manning reportedly released about them targeting civilians and shooting at them. I've got a branch of military taking pot shots at me. They're just doing it through a military tribunal that of a branch of military I'm not in, denying me counsel, just like what's his name? Not Lieberman, but the guy who he was involved in the NDAA and pushing all that, and Levin. About Levin saying, you know, when they ask for their attorney, you just tell them you don't get an attorney, you know, and it's like, okay. So they're basically applying all the stuff that they've done in Gitmo or tried to do in Gitmo, except the people that are stuck in Gitmo have more rights than I do now as an American citizen against a branch of military that I'm not in.
Well, but the Coast Guard is not military, but they're acting like military.
No, they're saying they're military now. Go out and look at all their website is www.uscg.mil. They're saying that they now come under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is disturbing because if they do, that's like the Navy escorting a grain ship up in Portland to the port because they're afraid that Americans are going to do something to the ship.
Huh. Well, did something happen with Merchant Marines that they became a problem?
Because and that's where you have to look at the root of where this is all coming from. And Vicky, call in tomorrow at the beginning of the show if you get a chance,
okay?
Because then we can carry on this conversation a little bit more. The I'm in an odd position because I'm not only a naval officer, I'm a naval officer coming out of the United States Merchant Marine Academy. I'm embedded within the maritime industry and Merchant Marine to be the eyes and ears for not only the executive branch, but for Congress. And the only problem is that Congress has separated itself from the American people and federal officers and federal personnel who are trying to inform it. I've gone to Dana Rohrabacher. I've gone to Feinstein's office, Boxer's office, Cunningham, Kennedy before he died. You name it. I've gone and tried to get in and explain to them what's going on. Cunningham, who sits on the subcommittee, he's back in Maryland. They could not, and I'm being blocked. I even had a call set up with Cunningham, and it was all set to go, ready to go. They canceled at the last minute and then wouldn't allow me to talk to him.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Basically, I think they dissolved our government when they, with this NAFTA agreement.
I agree.
They allowed any city that wanted to participate in NAFTA as an international city or any country to participate in NAFTA.
Well, they're doing basically what they, and I want to carry this conversation on. Please call tomorrow if you have the opportunity. I hope you can.
I will, because I really want to understand this.
Well, what I was going to say real quick was the thing is they're doing exactly what they do at the military academy. They tear you down. They shave your head. They make you walk 6 inches from the wall. They take away your free speech. They take away all your inalienable rights or unalienable rights and give them back to you as privileges if you behave a certain way. And then they build you back up the way they want you. That's exactly what they're doing to the American people and our government right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know they are. I mean, this is not the America that I knew, which is why I've spent so much time documenting
Can I ask how old you are? I hate to...
I'm 60.
Okay.
So I
appreciate you being candid.
Yeah.
Don't mean to put you on the spot, but, you know, then hopefully other listeners out there will say, hey, we've got this person who's called into a show. She's speaking out. She understands a lot of what's going on. She's concerned, and she wants to try to figure out, you know, what can she do to participate and try to make a difference.
Yep.
Vicki, call me tomorrow. We're at the end of the show.
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
Please. Peace. Thanks. That's it, people. The next.